Hi, this is Taylor, and this is my audiobook demo. Thank you for listening.
Louise slumps against the wall in the living room, her face hidden. At her feet are the strewn contents of the prepared hatbox, a set of keys, a map of country Victoria, and a bar of chocolate. The only thing missing is the soft purple rabbit, Elizabeth's favourite toy. Gladys shifts her sleeping granddaughter to rest higher against her shoulder and moves closer, seeing now that Louise clutches the woolen rabbit to her chest. Darling?
Don't,
her daughter says without turning. Gladys feels her resolve weaken. Lolly's here, and she needs you. Her daughter spins to face her, ratty hair aglow in the dying light, face imploring in the shadows. How can you stand to look at me?
Note from Sister Cecile Touvier in the envelope with Remy's letter.
Sister Cecile Touvier, nurse, writing to you. I have made Remy go to rest now. I do not approve of this long letter, but she insisted on writing it. She will not tell you how ill she has been, but I will. In the few days before the Russians arrived at Ravensbrück, those filthy Nazis ordered anyone who could walk to leave, opened the gates and turned them loose upon the devastated countryside. Go, they ordered, go. Find any allied troops that you can. They left those exhausted, starving women to walk miles and miles without any food or water.
What's it like?
I said. It hurts, she said, like hell, and the nurses are all mean old bitches. And then they take it off you straight away, before you even see it, and then they make you sign the papers.
What papers?
I said. She grinned and blew smoke. The papers that say you're giving the baby up for adoption, so it can have a good life. I tried not to look around when she said the word baby. It made me nervous and I kept expecting a nun to come. She ran her hand down her front, smoothed her dress so I could see the shape, kept her hand there. I will tell you something.
Rose was crying so hard she could hardly speak.
I don't know. Yes, of course it is, but he'll never speak to me again. What about Austin and Priya and Max? I can't do it. I couldn't bear it.
What about Charlie? Where's he now? Asked Fran.
Rose wiped her runny nose on her wrist. Chapter 21.
It is Sophie's last night with us, and we're having a farewell dinner at home with just the family. We are sitting at the long table with the dining room glass doors folded back, looking out across the pool terrace. The sun is going down, and I'm sitting opposite Sophie. I can see how beautiful she is, bathed in a soft glow after being at the beach during the summer. Amid the happy chatter and laughter, I don't have any appetite. I try hard to hide my ambivalence and unease about Sophie's big trip. In no time at all, my daughter will be gone. I know she will be fine in Shanghai with Tom close by, but I am not feeling fine about writing my book without her.